And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Changes to American Society. Each of my guests is helping us explore changes in our way of life created by technology and the economy. My next guest is the founder and CEO of Mass Ingenuity, a web tools development company. We'll discuss how to fire up your people, thrill your customers, and crush your competitors from his book, Business at the Speed of Now. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. John Bernard is the founder and CEO of Mass Ingenuity, which is a company that consults around the world and develops web-based tools to support real-time management. His consulting work involves high-tech, service, distribution, utilities, banking, insurance, manufacturing, healthcare, education, and government. John is an expert on the subjects of management and modern workforce, and he's appeared as an expert on national television, has been quoted in the national media outlets, including Fox Business and the Lou Dobbs Radio Show. John is joining us from Portland, Oregon. Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Well, I am terrific. Thank you so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. I love to have business leaders such as yourself on the show. And your book is very thought-provoking, which I guess is why you wrote it. But the crux of your book is this. So many businesses struggle from the disconnection between current management methods and the tectonic shift that's happening in business from mass production to mass customization. So first of all, talk to us about this shift. What is mass customization? And then how do management methods that have been around since Frederick Taylor and Henry Ford, how have they failed to keep pace with the rapidly changing business world?
For 100 years, we've managed people to be compliant, Bill, and we needed them to be extensions of our factories' machines. But the internet has come along, and what the reality is now, we can get whatever we want from someone if you won't give it to us. So competing today demands in the moment customization on the front lines of the business, and that's what our employees do, and that's what we need them to do. But we've created a compliant workforce because that was what we used to.
All right. Well, John, help us to clarify this mass customization, because if I walk into an Enterprise Rent-A-Car or a Hertz Rent-A-Car, you know, I'm going to rent a car, and it's going to be in a certain class. It's going to be a midsize or perhaps an SUV. But I walk in there knowing that I'm going to get a car. Where does mass customization come into play with our businesses, our service, and our product businesses?
I'll use your example. Went to Hertz recently in San Jose. Walked up and they said, gee, you're a gold member. We have all these high-end cars available for you. Choose one. They're $5 extra for the time you're going to rent the vehicle. And you can have a Mercedes, an Infiniti, a BMW. And it was, wow, that's cool. Let's see, I'll try the Mercedes.
All right. Now, how did your client feel when you drove up to their place driving a Mercedes? Did they say, ooh, we're paying this guy too much money?
Fortunately, I was doing a whole series of visits in Silicon Valley, and the companies are all so big that I'm sure the odds are no one saw the car.
All right.
I would happily tell them the story because it is a story about what is going on in our world.
All right. My guest is John Bernard. John, so you assert something in your book to me that was counterintuitive. You posit that while the world of organizational life today may seem bafflingly complex, in many ways, it's the more complex that it gets, the simpler it gets. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's all about customers' expectations that we say yes to what they want, and we say it now. And that is very much of an organizing principle in terms of how we manage. For that to be possible, this is the complex part, we have to shift the role that managers play from being decision makers to being coaches and teachers. We've talked about this forever. It's always seemed like a great idea. Now the reality is with these economic shifts, it's a requirement.
Okay. Well, so talk to us about the now. I mean, you know, we all as consumers feel the need for speed, as Tom Cruise put it in Top Gun. How and why is the need for speed ever so more important now than it was in years gone by?
Well, we've always loved speed. Speed is just one of the fundamental things that human beings love. We want everything faster. We want it better. We want it now. I'll give you a great example. My wife, we had a scummy pond in the backyard, black plastic somebody had put in the yard before we bought the place. And she said, I want that out of the yard, and I want it out now. Now, I think if you're married, you can relate.
Yes.
So as I was getting a shovel and heading to the backyard, she said, why don't we put that on Craigslist? 2 hours later, some guy being towed by his wife showed up, paid me $25, dug the thing out and hauled it away. I didn't have to deal with it.
All right.
You know, that's the now world we live in, and we love that. I mean, who could ask for anything better than not having to deal with that pond?
Which is a wonderful story and a good example of that, John. But let me ask you, hasn't the need for speed really moved us as consumers away from buying products into what I'm going to call the experience economy, where experiences, either good or bad, trump the actual product that's being sold?
Absolutely, because it's all about, the book is full of stories, just like you described, of a friend who uses DirecTV, called in, had problems with their machine, ended up going through a series of four escalations to someone who was, quote, a senior manager, who in the end made the decision that could have been made by the first person. While the DirecTV product is fabulous, he loves it, he now has nothing good to say about the company because of that experience.
Well, and I found it very interesting. Let's stay on that same story about DirecTV. When he did finally get that senior manager, what was that senior manager's response to him about why the frontline manager couldn't have made the decision in the first place?
You know, Bill, we hear these stories all the time, and they make you laugh, but they're sad. The manager said, well, we have to have something to do. And it was like, you're kidding. If that's the best thing that you can do is prevent the right decisions from being made for your customers, then you really need to redefine what you think management is supposed to do.
And that's what you're talking about in your book, Business at the Speed of Now. I'm talking to the author, John Bernard. So, John, how do we move from standardized offerings and products to services that are customized and uniquely fitted to each individual customer? Where does that shift first take place? Does that take place at senior management? Does it take place on the part of the customers demanding it? Do shareholders demand it? Just exactly where does the impetus have to come from?
Well, I think it originates with the customer. The customer defines what matters in the marketplace. And in keynote speeches that I give around the country, I hear from managers all the time that they face these unbelievable demands from customers, and it's very complex to respond to them. The reality is our businesses are actually not structured for that level of flexibility because we've centralized decisions, and management makes those decisions. And so the opportunities to grow revenue, to improve customer experience, to reduce costs that actually happen at the front line, we miss all the time.
All right. So if the impetus is coming from the customers, they're demanding it, and if now is the new metric, everybody wants it now, or yesterday, as some people like to say, doesn't that mean almost by definition that internet companies have an advantage in this new world?
Certainly technology enables speed. And in the book, I talk about really the three drivers of change, social media, cloud computing, and the millennial mindset. All three of these are steeped in speed. Social media is about instant access to what people are saying about our brand, both our product brand and our employment brand. Cloud computing is the ability to access really great tools very affordably. We all do cloud computing today. If we use iTunes, if we use Facebook, if we use LinkedIn, any of those products, they're all cloud-based. Finally, the millennial mindset is really this mindset coming out of this generation that's coming into the workplace and the marketplace that are all about speed. They grew up with a smartphone in their hand. They have no idea why management can't fix a problem now.
Well, all right, let's stay on the idea of the millennial mindset, John, because that is intriguing to me. Are we starting to see a real bifurcation in the marketplace between millennials, and that would include even older people who are more technologically savvy, and perhaps the baby boom generation, which isn't quite as technologically savvy?
I think technology will have some impact in terms of who plays and who doesn't. I read an article yesterday about workers over 50 being told to get hip and get in touch with social media. It's really not very complicated. It's simply conversations that are going on that used to go on behind your back, and now they're posted publicly. So getting people comfortable with that is an issue. But I think there's many similarities between this new generation that's emerging and more conventional generations that have been around for a while. And those are things like, we want social good. This generation has no tolerance. If you're not doing the right thing, they're going to call you on it. I don't know any generation that doesn't agree with that. This generation wants to solve problems and do things the right way, and they use technology to enable that. I think we all buy into what they're all about. We just, their level of expectation is so high that for those of us who compromised for many years, you know, with similar expectations, it's just hard for us to understand how they get away with it.
All right. My guest is John Bernard. John, and let's talk about that compromise. I want to stay on the millennials for just one more minute if we can, because the millennial mindset is definitely for speed. But in speed, aren't they sacrificing quality? Where's the trade-off between speed and quality? If somebody can get me a product that maybe isn't quite as good as what I want, but they can get it to me now, would a millennial make that trade-off?
Probably not. I think they expect both. They expect not only speed and quality, they expect low cost. Because I don't know if you've done this, but type in logo design and see how many options you have out on the internet today. You'll find you have about 21 million.
Wow.
So if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, as a graphic designer, you're not going to be relevant. So I just think there are so many options out there today that we expect good. We expect it fast, and we expect it cheap.
We're talking about business at the speed of now. Fire up your people, thrill your customers, and crush your competitors. I'm talking to the author, John Bernard. John, all right, so you in your book have laid out an entire now system, and it includes things even like the now speedometer. So explain how the now system, how it works, but more importantly, explain how the now system can help us to solve problems like that DirecTV customer service problem that you were talking about earlier.
Sure. The problem we face is that 67%, according to Gallup, of American workers are disengaged at work. That means they don't do anything that they're not asked to do. They just show up. I developed the now management system to solve this problem. Our employees create the customer experience. They harvest the revenue. They drive costs. We need them to be engaged.
All right. But Johnny, there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great. So we need them to be engaged. That's great. But as you look at the headlines, and I just noticed yesterday that big banks are laying off thousands more people, Bank of America 4,500. You know, people are being shed by these large corporations faster and faster. If people are the mechanism by which we're going to get all of this accomplished, and yet people are being shed like so much chattel, doesn't that make them feel even more disengaged if they happen to be some of those lucky people that survived the cut?
Well, I absolutely, Bill, because fear is such a dominant player in the workplace today. And our response, many organizations, the response of cutting is happening all over the place. And the reason it's happening is because we haven't figured out how to use our people to create value for our customers. And until we recognize that our old ways that are 100 years old don't work anymore and start looking at new ways like the now management system, we're going to continue to face this issue of trying to cut our way to success, and it's a formula that's fraught with trouble.
Absolutely doomed to failure, no doubt about it. I took you off your game, so you were talking about the now system. Explain how the now system works and how it could help solve a problem like that DirecTV problem we discussed earlier.
Well, it redefines the role of management. It turns, as I mentioned, managers from bosses into coaches. It sets in place everything employees need to make day-to-day decisions. Not only do they have the measures of the three or four things they're accountable for, but they have the tools, the data, problem-solving skills and knowledge to be able to, in that moment, solve that customer's problem and do it in a way that best serves the business that they work for.
All right, that makes some sense. I'm talking to the author, John Bernard, author of the book, Business at the Speed of Now, Fire Up Your People, Thrill Your Customers, and Crush Your Competitors. John, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Business at the Speed of Now?
Well, the book is a recipe. It's essentially a proven set of methodologies that have been integrated into a system for managing a business that focuses dead on engaging our employees, using technology to be able to improve our customer experience, accelerate growth, and reduce costs.
All right, that's great. My guest has been John Bernard, author of the book, Business at the Speed of Now. John, people who are listening are probably intrigued by what you have to say. They want to learn more about you, learn more about the book. Where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I'd encourage them to go to www.massingenuity.com. That's our home website, and there's lots of free articles, and there'll even be this interview that I did with you posted on there as soon as we get it from you, Bill.
Well, and I'll get that to you as quickly as possible. That site, again, is MassIngenuity, MassIngenuity.com. John, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill. Pleasure has been mine.
Thank you.